Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships 360 Degrees, where we explore every relationship issue under the sun with our experts, of course, and give you the tools to help you repair, build, and maintain quality relationships. I'm your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, and tonight we pick up where last week's show about divorce prevention left off. I mentioned on that show that the arguments between myself and my ex-husband significantly increased right before we decided to call it quits. And then in retrospect, I don't feel that we have the proper tools to effectively resolve conflict within our marriage. And many of you are in the same boat, or you know a couple that is on the verge of divorce. Your days are probably filled with a lot of bickering, fighting, and in some cases your arguments are so bad that they've led to physical violence. And, of course, we don't want that. That's why we're doing this show. If you find yourself in a situation like that and you want to save your marriage, you definitely want to stay tuned. We're joined by our guest, Hasina Rashamwala, CEO of Dynamic Dispute Resolution. She's a qualified mediator with the ADR Institute of Canada and member of Family Mediation Canada. Of course, this is an internet radio show, so we reach the entire globe. So we welcome our neighbor on the Canadian side. And she's going to be sharing her suggestions for how to resolve conflict in your marriage peacefully. And, of course, it's a couple of days before the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday. So this is really, really good timing for this topic, talking about peaceful dispute or alternative dispute resolutions. Hasina, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Tiffany, for actually having me on the show. I'm glad to be here tonight.
All right. And we look forward to speaking with you. Now, Hasina, you're all the way in Canada. Why talk to our audience, which right now is primarily based in the U.S.?
Well, a lot of the focus on mediation and alternative dispute resolution techniques can be used universally. So it's not just to a Canadian market, but it can be used to people in the United States or in Africa, anywhere around the globe. And it really is a better alternative. It's a calming, it's a more peaceful approach to resolving disputes than what we traditionally see in our judicial system or in our society at large.
Okay. And of course, Hasina, you've been so gracious to offer a free 30-minute mediation session to anyone who signs up for the Relationship 360 email list, either on the show's Facebook page, which there is a link to from the show's Blog Talk Radio page, or you can go to the show's blog and sign up to the email list at www.relationship360blog.com. So on behalf of my listeners, Hasina, and Relationship 360, I want to thank you for offering those free mediation sessions to help our listeners to work through some of the conflicts in their various relationships. Of course, we're going to be focusing a lot on marriage tonight after, you know, just kind of following up from the show that we did about divorce prevention last Thursday night. So I definitely want to encourage you guys to take advantage of Hasina's offering and, again, signing up to our email list to do that. I do see you guys starting to pour into the chat room. We will be entertaining your questions throughout the show. You can just type them in Or you can call into the program as well, and that phone number is right there on the Blog Talk Radio page. And so we look forward to getting your questions throughout the show. Now, Hasina, when I was in high school, I had the privilege of helping fellow students resolve disputes without physical violence. I was a mediator, student mediator at my high school, and I did have some training for that, of course, but I never got a license or anything like that or never went on to pursue this professionally. You're a qualified mediator. You have a qualified mediator designation. What is getting a license involved or getting that designation? What does that entail?
Well, first of all, it does have the educational component to it, which you did touch upon just briefly in what you went through in high school. So what you're looking at is, you know, about 80 to 150 hours of mediation training, and in that you have about 40 hours designated specifically to domestic violence training. And once you've completed the educational portion, you look at doing at least 2 successful mediations from beginning to end and working in an internship position with a professional mediator, whether it's a qualified mediator or a certified mediator, and working through mediations and the entire process step by step with that professional mediator, and then presenting all of your education and your experience plus your curriculum vitae or your resume to a panel of board members who assess, you know, your criteria and your credentials and make a decision on, you know, whether you are qualified for the designation of a qualified mediator. So it is quite a lengthy process.
Yeah, it sounds very, very involved, and you're certainly qualified to talk to our audience about how to resolve, you know, their conflicts in their different relationships, in their marriages, in their coworker or employer-employee relationships, all types of relationships in a peaceful manner. So we certainly want to take advantage of your expertise tonight. Well, you have mentioned that you serve all kinds of people and that you can serve people in different places around the globe. And such as employers, employees, business partners, married couples, and the whole range of people in the different relationship types. What are some of the issues that people come to you with when they're having a dispute?
Wow. It's an excellent question, Tiffany. I do focus mainly on 2 different sectors. I deal with family and corporations, and within corporations and family comes education, and I'll explain the difference between the two. But in family sectors, I usually see separating couples or couples at the verge of divorcing, sort of as you mentioned at the end of your relationship with your ex-husband. A lot of people come to me sort of at their wits' ends and wanting to resolve the disputes or come up with an agreement if they're at the point of divorcing and building a parenting plan that works for them and their family. I also deal with parent and child disputes. So I see teenagers and parents, so parents pushing a lot of their authority, children pushing boundaries, and dealing with a lot of the conflicts that arise with that. In the corporate sector, I see a lot of discrimination. I deal with a lot of human rights issues, so the discrimination, the harassment, the violence, and we see a lot of that in our corporate divisions. In the school sector, it's a lot of bullying. So it falls under the corporate in that it is sort of the harassment, the violence, the discrimination, but it also is taken back home, and it affects the home life, which again comes under the family sector. So, you know, there is a wide variety of issues that are dealt with in my office and that mediators do handle when it comes to dispute resolutions.
Well, of course, the focus of this show is resolving marriage conflicts, is what I've titled this program. Now,
right.
You had talked about couples, they come to you when they're on the verge of divorce, when they're getting ready.